Hello, everyone. Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. Normally, we're joined at this time by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, but he has the afternoon off. We'll take a look at all your market numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
In the livestock markets, February live cattle were up 20 cents on the day at 140.35. The April contract was up 7 cents at 139.30. January feeders gained 20 cents and closed at 170 even, and the March contract was down 32 cents and closed at 167.92. In the lean hogs, the February contract was down 70 cents on the day at 86.17, and April lean hogs were off 35 cents and closed at $91.90. We'll take a look at your grain markets right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
In the grain markets on Friday, Kansas City March wheat was down 6.25 cents at 6.23 1/4. The July contract was down a nickel at 6.17 1/2. Chicago March wheat on Friday was down 9.25 cents at 5.63 1/2, and the July contract there was off 9.5 cents at 5.77 even. In the row crops, Chicago March corn was down 4 at 4.24 even, and July corn was off 3.25 cents at 4.38 1/2. March soybeans on Friday up 1.5 cents at 13.16 1/2, and July beans were up 0.75 cents at 12.82 even. In the cotton markets, March cotton was up 61 points, and the May contract was up 65 points at 87.05 cents per pound. In our energy markets, February NYMEX crude was at $94.19, and February natural gas was at $4.33 per million BTUs. Looking at the precious metals, February COMEX gold was at $12.52, and March COMEX silver was at $20.32. That's a look at your futures markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.